AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A bipartisan group of senators has been discussing possible health care compromises aimed at ending the government shutdown. This is day number three. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans continue to push a spending bill with no extension of health care funding.
Donald Trump and the Republicans are not behaving responsibly. They're not behaving in a serious manner. They don't want to reopen the government, and they certainly do not want to address the health care crisis that Republicans have created.
Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats need to vote yes on the spending bill.
Republicans are being responsible. We're operating in good faith, and we're trying to get the Democrats to do their job, and they won't. Those are the simple facts, and they cannot be obscured.
The jobs report scheduled for today from the Labor Department will not be released because of the shutdown. President Trump is warning Hamas to accept a peace deal with Israel by Sunday night. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president's social media post is clear.
Hamas has an opportunity to accept this plan and to move forward in a peaceful and prosperous manner in the region. And if they don't, the consequences, unfortunately, are going to be very tragic.
The president appears determined to deliver on pledges to end the war and return dozens of hostages ahead of the second anniversary of the Hamas attack Tuesday. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he ordered another strike on a small boat he accused of carrying drugs in the waters off Venezuela. Four people were killed. Caroline Leavitt says the strike was justified.
The vessels have been assessed by the U.S. intelligence community to be affiliated with designated terrorist organizations engaged at the time in trafficking illicit drugs to our country.
John Diddy Combs' children made an emotional plea to the judge in New York at Combs' sex trafficking sentencing hearing. Prosecutors want Combs locked up for years. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Supreme Court will take up a major gun rights case.
Wolford versus Lopez. It concerns a law in Hawaii that bans guns on private property unless the owner has specifically allowed it. Hawaiian law also prohibits firearms in places like beaches, parks, and establishments that serve alcohol, although that is not the focus of this case. President Trump's Justice Department argues that the state law violates the court's landmark 2022 Second Amendment ruling that generally gives people the right to carry firearms. Hawaii loosened its regulations around concealed carry permits after that ruling, but the Solicitor General says that because most property owners don't post signs regarding guns, the law functions as a near-complete ban on public carry. Attorneys for the state argue that the restrictions strike a reasonable balance between gun rights and public safety. Jennifer King, Washington.
Apple has taken down an app that uses crowdsourcing to flag sightings of immigration agents following pressure from the Trump administration. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.